This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Thursday, July 8th, 2021. I'm coming to you guys from Morelia, Michoacan, Mexico with a special report. It's been a little while since I've popped in and done a live stream report on this. I've been putting my energy elsewhere and trying not to keep up with the daily news grind. But of course, there's lots of important information to talk about, and sometimes, even if I don't want to talk about it, it's important. So let me go ahead first by reminding you guys that you can find all of my work at theconsciousresistance.com. This is the home for all of my content. You can find all the social networks that I'm a part of, including Float, Minds, Hive. You can find us on BitChute, on Odyssey. You can find us on Patreon. If you want to follow my podcast, go to Pinecast. You can also follow us on Spotify. If you want to join our text list, which I recommend, you can join with this little cloud here. And of course, we are streaming live right now on DLive and Float, and at theconsciousresistance.com/live. Finally, if you want to join me on Telegram, for those of you who use the Telegram app, I have my personal channel and the Conscious Resistance channel. So that is where you can find everything that we're going to do today, everything we're going to talk about today, including this report. It's already posted on my website at theconsciousresistance.com, and it has all the sources, all the links that we're going to go over. Today's show is called The Predator Class is Ramping Up the Mandatory Vax Propaganda, and every single one of the stories is already linked right there. So if you want to go back and verify what I'm about to show you for yourself, please do so. All right, let's go ahead and start, guys. So I've reported on this since the beginning of COVID-19. I was one of the early voices warning people that this wasn't just about some pandemic, some, you know, virus spreading, but that what we were facing is in fact a push for a biosecurity state, a push to use COVID-19 as an opportunity to mandate vaccines, to really just further the removal of your bodily autonomy, of your self-ownership, of the government's ability to tell you what it can put in your body and what it can mandate. And I believe that everything that myself and some other folks, including Whitney Webb, James Corbett, Ryan of The Last American Vagabond, and a few others have been reporting for over a year now, has come to fruition, unfortunately. So I've been warning for a while about the push for mandatory vaccinations. I've been pushing, warning about the push for vaccine, so-called vaccine or immunity passports. And both of those things are becoming a reality. Today, we're going to focus on the ramping up of propaganda about the vaccine push, because it feels like for me, it's been a couple of months since I noticed that this was happening. It's like, okay, they sort of relented and they started focusing on the immunity passports. Okay, we're not going to make it mandatory, but instead it's going to be difficult for people to, you know, live or to travel or to just do anything unless they play ball and play the game. That's where things have been. But then in the last couple of days, I noticed that the talk of mandatory vaccines has just kind of popped back up. It's all of a sudden in our face again. And so let's look at one example here. A couple of days ago, it was reported that the military is weighing mandatory COVID-19 vaccines after full FDA approval, which is expected in September, because of course the FDA has not given these so-called vaccines, these shots, mandatory approval. They just have an emergency use authorization. Well, according to various reports, Defense Department senior leaders have had preliminary discussions about making the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for all troops once the vaccine receives full approval from the FDA, said Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby on a Tuesday afternoon press briefing. He was adamant that the vaccine remains voluntary for now. Quote, right now it's being used under emergency use authorization, which makes it a voluntary vaccine. And this is the point many people have made, which is why employees shouldn't be able to mandate it. Should the FDA approve it, then I am certain that Pentagon leadership will take a look at what are options going forth, including the potential option of making it mandatory. So we'll see what happens, right? And then in response to that, we had Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie. I think he's in Kentucky. Excuse me if I'm wrong. Tweeting about this, saying, I've been contacted by members of our voluntary military who say they will quit if the COVID-19 vaccine becomes mandated. I introduced HR 3860 to prohibit any mandatory requirement that a member of the armed forces received a vaccination against COVID-19. It now has 24 sponsors. And he got, you know, a lot of crap talked to him for saying that, hey, I'm going to introduce a bill that would say that you can't do this to military. Look, I'm not going to sit here and sympathize too much with the military. Most of those people, they join, they know what they're getting into at this point, or they have been lied to and they've been told one thing. But at the end of the day, whether you think you're going there to save America or you know that you're going to participate in war crimes, most people know that once you become a part of the military, they pretty much own you. So we had that story talking about the military and mandatory vaccines. We had Thomas Massie responding. Then just this couple days, was this yesterday? Actually, just this morning. I was reading this one this morning on The Hill. The memo, Biden and Democrats face dilemma on vaccine mandates. And it's just talking about how overwhelming support of Democrats have already been vaccinated. Some Republicans have, but there's some people who are still hesitant. And it says, quote, a government mandate that all Americans must get vaccinated in all circumstances is not being suggested by anyone in the mainstream. Such a blanket requirement would likely be unlawful and certainly unenforceable. But public health experts worried about the sluggish rate of new vaccinations say there's plenty else for the Biden administration and elected officials to do. One option would simply be to issue expressions of support. So they just want them to kind of lobby and say, hey, we want you private businesses to start doing this, to kind of use their, I guess, their clout to push that message. And as even though it's said in there, no public mainstream officials are pushing this. Actually, that's not true. Let's go ahead and move to our next couple reports so that you guys can see this. Again, this is talking about the ramping up of push for mandatory vaccinations. My name is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network. Let me show you this. This was just this morning. The head of HHS, which is the Department of Health and Human Services, says it is absolutely the government's business to know people's vaccine status. And of course, so we have the military talking about the potential for vaccines, mandating vaccines. We have, in the last couple of days, the Biden administration, I haven't even played that clip, but announcing that they were going to go door to door to people's homes to start trying to talk to them about vaccines. And basically, the Biden administration is adamantly pushing and encouraging private organizations, businesses to do this so that they don't have to take the steps, which I think is overall part of that public-private partnership that we've been seeing as part of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset push. So check this out. This is Secretary Becerra of the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm not going to play the full clip. Again, the links are at theconsciousresistance.com, but just listen to this first part.
I wonder if you can answer that criticism. It's none of the government's business. It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate. And knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated.
There are experts. Listen, we hear pleas from President Biden telling people to get vaccinated, but what we're seeing is a decline in vaccinations. And there are folks who say more needs to be done, like Dr. Lena Wen, who in an op-ed for the Washington Post said, quote, that's not nearly enough. Biden needs to get behind proof of vaccination, starting with his own White House events. A gathering touting the United States' progress toward independence from the virus should have been the ideal opportunity to make the case for vaccine requirements. It matters for everyone, including the vaccinated. What's your response?
All right. So I think you guys kind of got the gist of there. Again, that full interview is linked at theconsciousresistance.com. That was the head of the Department of Health and Human Services here in the United States. Basically just saying that, yeah, look, it's the government's business, what you're doing and what you have in your body, what you've put in your body, what you haven't put in your body. And they specifically mentioned, Dr. Lena Wen and publishing this piece. Let me see if I can pull it up right here. So you can see right here, they have a quote from the Washington Post. Let me see if I can actually show that video. Well, a quote from the Washington Post from Dr. Lena Wen. So you have one government official saying, look, it is our business to know whether people have been vaccinated or not. And then you hop over here to CNN. I'm just trying to give you guys examples of how this is just all stuff that's been published in the last 24 hours. They published this opinion piece on CNN. It's time to make vaccinations mandatory. This is from Julian Zelizer, CNN political analyst. I'm not even going to read the article for you. It basically just says that your individuality, your your self-ownership, your bodily autonomy doesn't matter, that this is a collective response. This is just, as I've been saying, guys, it always comes down to collective worldview versus individual worldview. The people who think that your individual self-ownership, your bodily autonomy, your freedom, your health is their business, you know, they think this requires a collective response, they're not going to grant you individual rights anymore. They're saying this is our business. And you notice that he didn't say it was the government's business, but it's the taxpayer's business, right? Because it's this kind of false notion that, oh, because we all paid for taxes and now our taxes are being taken to go for COVID to get these vaccines. Well, it is our business to know if you've been vaccinated or not. For one, let's start with the fact that those taxes were taken involuntarily, and that is what we call theft. And so it's not like it's a moral act in the first place. So you have the head of Health and Human Services saying that it is the government's business to know whether you've been vaccinated. This comes days after the Biden administration says that they are going to continue to push private institutions to encourage, you know, vaccine proof and vaccine requirement, vaccine passports, but also saying that, you know, they're going to ramp up their efforts, right? And then this is for the New York Times. Biden calls for door-to-door vaccine push. Experts say more is needed. Some public health experts worry that the administration is not being aggressive enough in waging what the president calls a wartime effort to vaccinate the country. You see how they use that same language? Wartime effort. Now, I just searched mandates. Let's see what gets pulled up. They have a quote from Kathleen Sebelius, who was the health secretary for President Obama, says, you know, we're going to tiptoe around mandates. It's like, come on, I'm kind of over that. I just want to make sure that people I deal with don't have it so I don't transmit it to my granddaughter. So it says Mr. Biden's options are going to be more aggressive are limited. As president, he can mandate that members of the military can get the vaccine, which, as I just said, that's something they're considering. The Biden administration considered and rejected calls to require a federal vaccine passport, but they are calling for, as I said, private institutions. So for the most part, the power lies in the hands of the state, employers, and private institutions. You know, and you hear Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who I've talked about before. This is like the eugenicist guy who said that maybe people shouldn't die after 7 years old, that their lives aren't really worth living once they get to that point. He was appointed by Joe Biden. He says, quote, I'd like to say a mandate is legal, ethical, and efficacious. Ultimately, workplaces are probably going to have to. So again, there's some more push. And here's the original piece for the Washington Post that we can't even look at it because everything's behind a paywall these days, but it's titled Opinion. It's time for Biden to make the case for vaccine requirements. And that's from Dr. Leanna Nguyen, who we were just referencing on the other interview I showed you guys. So just in the last couple of days, you got New York Times, you got Washington Post, you got CNN, and this Dr. Leanna Nguyen just all over the news just talking about, hey, it's time to start mandating vaccines. It's time to push that. So if you thought that this was over, guys, if you thought that, okay, well, vaccine passports, you know, I can get a fake vaccine card or I can do the fake PCR test or I'll figure something out. They're not going to actually bother me. At least I can keep working. Guys, if you haven't figured it out yet, they're going to start pushing more workplaces to require this vaccine. They're going to start pushing more private institutions. You know, you want to come get your license again? You want to come renew your license? You want to come renew your license plate? You want to come renew your barbershop license or whatever kind of things you have to deal with the state? They are going to start instituting requirements in that fashion. Again, it might not be straight up, you can't go anywhere. I mean, it might not be straight up like you have to have it just to exist in society. It's just going to be that, well, you can't go to the ball game. You can't go to the Lollapalooza. You can't go to the concert. Your friends won't hang out with you because you've been blackballed and labeled an insane, crazy person. You can't get a new license again. You can't apply for a business. You know, guys, they can make this very, very difficult. This is the public-private partnership of the Great Reset. It is both private and public, aka government tyranny. So let's talk a little bit more about Dr. Leanna Nguyen. Let me see if I can pull this up. She is going around writing this article for Washington Post. Here she is on Twitter just a couple days ago. Joining Wolf Blitzer on CNN, increasing vaccinations is hard, and I commend the Biden administration for committing to it. They won't make enough progress, though, unless they change their approach. She says being vaccinated is not just about individual choice. And she links to her opinion piece that I was just talking about. So again, it's not about individual choice, guys. Your individual choice doesn't matter. This is for the good of the collective. So screw your individual choice. So that was 2 days ago. And here she is. She was on Wolf Blitzer, as I said. I haven't been able to find the clip discussing this opinion piece, trash, that she wrote. And she said, quote, "The Joe Biden administration has to stop talking about vaccines as an individual choice. If you're vaccinated, it also matters whether the people around you are vaccinated." So there she is spreading that again. And then this was a couple just yesterday, speaking with a different journalist, a wannabe journalist on CNN. And she says, quote, "To increase COVID vaccinations, we need to make being vaccinated the easy choice and being unvaccinated the hard one." You guys hear that? We need to make being vaccinated the easy choice. Oh, I don't know. How would you do that? Maybe by giving it away for free, promoting it everywhere, having celebrities promoting it, offering millions of dollars and cupcakes and brownies and fries and hamburgers and lap dances and everything else, and telling people they're going to lose their jobs if they don't get it. I think you're already doing that, but they don't think that's enough. They want to keep going. This doctor, Leanna Wen, says we need to make it easy to be vaccinated and hard to be unvaccinated. That's what she's saying. There should be vaccine requirements at more workplaces. And then she says those opting out, they need, say, twice weekly testing. So yeah, you can still work, but you got to get tested twice a week. And let's look at another home run from her, Dr. Leanna Wen. This is just so you know where she stands. This is a month ago after Fauci's emails came out. She says, "With all the talk over Dr. Fauci's emails, let's remember that he is one of the world's leading infectious disease specialists who was instrumental in bringing us the COVID vaccines. His calm, steady voice was crucial at this time of great confusion." Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Okay, so that's the woman that's out there right now publishing a opinion piece. And that's, and, you know, it's not just an opinion piece. We all got opinions, right? But not all of our opinions get posted on the Washington Post. That probably is in the print edition today. I don't know if anybody even still buys print newspapers, especially the Washington Post. But there are definitely some boomers out there who read it and who probably took it all in and think it's a great idea. Oh, yeah, opinion, vaccine should be mandatory. And that's being promoted everywhere. CNN's promoting it. Now New York Times is backing it up. I mean, it's out there. So let's continue, though, our look into Leanna Wen. And I want to take a look at a piece of work done by our friend James Corbett, who back in April did this great report called Science Says, which is all about the cult of scientism we're dealing with, guys. This is what it comes down to, that the cult of scientism, the technocracy, is pushing this biosecurity state where they are going to be in our bodies. Yes, they are removing and erasing self-ownership so that they can put wearable devices on us, where they can put implantable devices on us. None of this is fake news. I've covered this and documented this, that these organizations, even the ones, especially the ones involved in the COVID recovery, are involved in companies that are funding technology like this. So on this report, James goes into Leanna Wen, and I just want you to hear this other quote from her. Again, this is the woman writing opinion pieces saying that the COVID vaccines need to be mandatory and life needs to be hard for those who are unvaccinated.
If you do not comply with these dictates, they will take away your basic human rights. You are now a hostage being held by this suddenly, out of nowhere, where did this come from? This new scientific priest class. And they're not even hiding it anymore. They are explicitly saying this in their own words.
"My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they're thinking, oh, well, it's just a small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true. There is the anti-science, anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who for whatever reason have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have.
People are going to go out and enjoy. How are we going to incentivize people to get the vaccine if things go back to normal? I mean, could it be more clear, guys, that they are trying to hold you hostage right now? They're trying to, you know, she's like, we can't open up back to normal because then what's going to be the incentive for people to get this vaccine nobody wants? And because she also, as she said, that kind of often used metaphor of the carrot and the stick, right? Like you've got like a donkey or a horse and you're holding a carrot above their head and they just keep trying to get the carrot to, you know, so they keep following you along. But if they don't, if they act up, then you use the stick and you hit them with the stick, right? So You know, and the problem is you can't vote her out. She's not a politician. She is a technocrat. She is a doctor who gets promoted all over the media. And that is the whole, that's how technocracy works. It's not the government you need to be only afraid of, friends. It is the private and public institutions. And let's learn a little bit more about Leanna Wynne while we're at it, while we're talking about her, since she's all up in the news today. Guess what? As Corbett also pointed out, you go to the World Economic Forum website, you know, the World Economic Forum, the ones who are hosting the Cyber Polygon exercise tomorrow, the ones who hosted the Event 201 exercise that simulated a pandemic months before COVID-19 happened, the ones who are pushing the Great Reset. And look who is listed under the World Economic Forum as one of their people, one of their great people, Dr. Leanna Wynne, right there. She's working with the World Economic Forum. Surprise, surprise. Let's go a little further. I found this article. Dr. Leanna Wynne and Dr. Robert C. Gallo. Do you know anything about him? If not, you should look into him. And this is years ago, so it just kind of shows you she's been a long-term player. Says that the city health commissioner, and because she was a city health commissioner at the time, and the famous HIV/AIDS researcher discussed the toll of drug addiction, the future of AIDS, and making Baltimore healthier. And she just goes into, you know, her involvement with these people. Dr. Robert Gallo, you know, he's involved in the whole AIDS pandemic, and there's a lot to say there. And he's also works with Bill Gates, as you can see here. He's talking about starting vaccine trials with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This is a few years ago. So that's a little bit kind of about who she is, who Dr. Leanna Wynne is. She is a World Economic Forum fellow. She is a doctor that says that we should make life hard for people to live if they don't get vaccinated, and make it easy for those who are vaccinated. Somebody who is now openly in one of the biggest mainstream CIA rag publications, the Washington Post, calling for making vaccines mandatory. And that is being published on a national level. So this is me saying, hey, here's a little bit of a red alert. Guys, I've been warning about this since the beginning of COVID, and even prior to COVID, I campaigned and ran for mayor of Houston in 2019, saying that if I was elected, we would make sure that there could never be mandatory vaccines in the city. And people called me crazy then. They thought that was such a crazy idea. Why would you even talk about this? Well, now more of you see why it's relevant, because this push has been coming for a long time. And as I said, this is about owning your body. This is about getting in your body, telling you what you can put and not put in your body. And then it goes beyond that. They literally want to change what it means to be human. This is what the Great Reset of the economic system, the Great Reset of the medical system, of the government as we know it, through these public-private partnerships, and using scares like COVID-19, like the cyber polygon or cyber pandemic or climate change as a way to enact their control and to build this system, guys. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And so I've been warning about this for a long time. I really hope you're thinking about this. And I'm not here to toot my horn. The reason I decided to do a video like this, like I started the video earlier saying, I'm kind of overdoing the daily news grind. There's plenty of channels out there that do that. I'm focused on pyramid of power and writing books and doing bigger reports. But when I saw all this propaganda popping up today, it was like, holy crap, I have to do a video, because it's coming on strong now. Like I said, they backed off for a little while. The focus is for the moment on vaccine passports, but I guarantee you guys, just spend the next couple of days, do a little search, vaccine hesitancy, mandatory vaccines, just go search that and use Google. This is the one time I will tell you to use Google, because that's the CIA search engine and that's what the vast majority of people are using. So you can see what stories are popping up, what things are being put into people's minds. And there is, for one reason or another, they're pushing hard, and they're using this Delta variant. So vaccine, unvaccinated people are dying. They're not talking about vaccinated people dying. And so, yeah, this is the middle of the summer on the Western Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere. I don't know where. I know in some places in like Australia, New Zealand, you guys are already in winter. I apologize. Somebody got offended the other day. But the point is, for those of us who aren't in winter yet and who are going to be headed into fall and winter in a couple of months, they are going to pump up this propaganda. And I guarantee you guys, by the end of 2021, I don't want to make guarantees, but I think by the end of this year, it's going to be more difficult to avoid the things that some of us are avoiding. So you need to think practically. How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to get your money out of the bank? How are you going to buy that new apartment or that new house or get that new job if all of these institutions start requiring proof of vaccine? Do you have a plan? Have you thought about that? Because guys, it's not going away. Right now, it's the mandatory vaccines, but also, here's a report just from the other day at CBC. In Canada, vaccine passports ignite debate over privacy versus public health. They're recognizing that we are pushing back, that people do not want to accept this, but they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming, guys. They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep pushing vaccine passports. They're going to keep pushing mandatory vaccines. And on our own, it's difficult. But together, if we build, if we use something like freedomcells.org, I know you guys are probably, some of you out there tired of me shilling this, but freedomcells.org, freedomcells, C-E-L-L-S.org. We passed 23,000 people today. Holy crap, just saw that. All over the world who are joining to get connected locally to build decentralized groups. And the whole goal, guys, is you create a profile on this website, learn, watch the video on the front page, and then you can come here and search the member map, search the cell map, and you can find other people in your area and you can start getting organized. You can start building locally together. That's what we need now more than ever if we're going to survive the Great Reset, the cyber pandemic, the climate change, the alien invasion, whatever they try to push. If we want to survive whatever's coming, we need to build. So I encourage you to go to freedomcells.org. And one final thing I'll mention before I'm out of here, guys, is that we are currently doing a crowdfunding campaign for the Pyramid of Power documentary series. We released season one. Thanks to everybody who's watched it. You can watch the full four episodes of season one at thepyramidofpower.net. And we have three more seasons to go. And this is going to take a good amount of money and effort from my team and my two editors and myself. I do all the research. I write the scripts. I record the scripts. I send it to them and they edit it. And we've done a powerful job together. And I'm just so blessed. Thanks to everybody who's already supported. My goal was $15,000 over the next 2 months. We've raised $11,851 so far. And that's amazing. And so if you want to contribute in any way, I appreciate it. I will mention, and this is just keeping you aware, last week I was robbed. Some of you saw me post about it on my social media. I was robbed in my house. Our house was robbed. Somebody came in, they stole all my equipment. Including my desktop that I edit with, my laptop, all my cameras, my backpack, years worth of research. They tried to take my hard drive and it broke, but thankfully I saved it. And this hard drive has all of my work for the last 12 years. This, you see, I managed to fix it and get in there. This has every single video I've ever released as the Conscious Resistance in the last 10 years and 12 years going on. And it's saved on this hard drive, the one thing they didn't get. But needless to say, it's going to be difficult for me to do the documentary now, but thanks to you guys and thanks to the outpouring of support, I've already bought a new computer. That's what I'm broadcasting on right now. I bought a laptop that's a really good computer that'll work for editing and doing everything I do. I still need to get a camera. I got a couple of pieces of equipment. I still got my microphone, but most of it was stolen. So needless to say, if you want to support the Pyramid of Power, if you want to help me get back on my feet, please invest in this documentary and we'll put this out. All the seasons are going to be totally publicly available for free. But it's all crowdfunded because, as you guys know, it's hard to do this. It's hard to report on this truth, the realities around us, without getting censored. Some of you are watching on Facebook right now. This video is probably going to get striked on Facebook. It's probably already got a warning on it. I encourage you to watch me live on DLive or Float, but to subscribe to my Odyssey channel, to my BitChute channel, Minds, Float, Hive, Rockfin. I'm all over the place. Find me out there, guys. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. And we can do this. But we got to work together. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. Derek Bros. Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries. Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones.